Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Now, on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
O'Connor and Company.
It's 7:06. It's O'Connor and Company this Wednesday morning in the nation's capital. And it's not just any Wednesday. It's Thanksgiving Eve. That means you're prepping for your bird. You're prepping for your stuffing. You're prepping for your potatoes. You're prepping for your desserts, your pies. And you're prepping on the over-under in the Lions game. That's right. It's football. Right. It's Thanksgiving. And now Maryland can bet on it. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Also coming up at 7:35, Becky Crystal of The Washington Post. She'll talk to you about the favorite Thanksgiving pies and maybe give us some tips on those. At 7:45, Sean Salai is going to give you some Black Friday tips so you can start planning your assault on the mall now. 8:05, a butterball expert so you don't get listeria. And then at 8:35, Dr. Marty McCary. If you do get sick, he'll help you out. That's all coming up. Julie Gunlock's with us. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
I know you are an Ohio State household.
That's right. We are a Buckeye household.
You are a Buckeye household.
Yes.
You married into it, though. It's not your fault. Although, actually, I would blame you because you actually chose. You had a choice. It's not like you were born
well,
with Scarlet.
Well, I was born in Illini. Well, Illinois. Mm. But, I know that's
Yeah, Michigan
college.
Just beat them. You know why? Because
yeah.
Michigan's the best team in the land.
But
this year,
yes.
If you live in Maryland like I do, the Michigan-Ohio State debate can not only be settled over Thanksgiving leftovers, but it'll also be settled at the sports book. Because, you know, up until now, sure, we had legalized betting in Maryland, but we had to drive to MGM Grand right. or drive to Maryland Live and place our bets. Not anymore. Now we can just reach into our pocket and use our smartphone. What could go wrong? Joining us right now to discuss that is Dave Foreman, American Gaming Association Vice President of Research. Thanks for joining us this morning, Dave.
Hey, Larry, Julie. Thanks for having me.
This is a huge, huge industry. I'm so jealous of my brothers who live in other states where this has been the law of their state for a year or more now. What exactly is going to happen starting today in Maryland?
Well, yeah, in 2 hours, at 9 a.m., Maryland's going to become the 23rd state with live mobile sports betting. So people will have access to a big legal market, gives consumers protection, generates additional tax revenue for states. And like you said, you know, until you know 9 a.m. this morning, you had to drive to a physical casino, but now you'll be able to bet on sports the way the vast majority of people want to do it, which is
yeah.
on their phone or on their computer, usually on their phone, whether it's at home with their friends watching the game or at a bar with a crowd or even, you know, within the stadium to bet on the game while you watch it.
And let's face it, I mean, yes, up until now, to legally bet on sports in Maryland, you could drive to the casino. But the fact is, legalizing this in such a way that you can use your smartphone to place your bets, this takes a huge criminal element out of the gaming industry, because there was a criminal enterprise where people could bet on games through illegal means.
Of course, yeah. I mean, you know, we saw it when New York launched online betting. Last year, they went from zero to, you know, $1 billion bet a month. And that wasn't just people, you know, seeing some ads for legal sports books and deciding today's the day I'm going
right.
to place my first bet.
Hey, I might try that out for the first time in my life. Yeah.
No, people have been betting, whether it's with a bookie, you know, the kind of proverbial corner bookie, or more likely with these offshore, you know, unregulated sites where, you know, there's no guarantee you're going to get your money back. You don't know where it's going. It's going to, you know, the Channel Islands or Curacao or somewhere like that. And, you know, they're unregulated. And so now people can bet with a little more confidence.
Yeah, that's great to get rid of that or to help get rid of that black market. But I have a question, Dave. How do you respond to people who are immediately like, this is going to cause more addiction? This is going to make it harder for people who are addicted, who are trying to stop? You also have a pretty regular comment from people who oppose this saying, you know, it's going to attract teens and young people, and then they'll get addicted. How do you respond to those questions?
Yeah, I mean, problem gambling is a real problem for some small percentage of gamblers, and the industry takes it extremely seriously. Sports betting companies and gaming companies in general are interested in developing, sustainable relationship with their consumers, and responsible gaming is a core commitment of the industry, and responsible gaming resources have never been funded better than they're funded today, and that funding comes almost completely from the gaming industry. So, the industry has a long track record of preventing minors from accessing casino floors, and there are a lot of checks that go on behind the scenes with these online sports books to make sure that people are betting legally and responsibly, right? There's age verification checks, there's geolocation checks to make sure that you're actually in a legal jurisdiction. There's know your customer, and anti-money laundering things that go on behind the scenes, which is one of the reasons that we had a soft launch for a few hours in Maryland yesterday, is to make sure the tech works and to make sure that the operators are able to protect consumers and keep out kids and identify troublesome gaming patterns. And again, none of those offshore sites do any of that.
And by the way, we've been able to see this now, as I said, in many other states, including Virginia and the District of Columbia. They've been able to do this. Have we seen like a rise in people, betting away their life fortunes and, on.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
On sports, I'm sure there's some people who are acting irresponsibly, but for the most part, I haven't seen those stories. I haven't seen people who are destitute and in dire straits because they've spent their money this way. This is an entertainment, and so sometimes you win, sometimes it's like going to Vegas, right? I mean, that's to me at least, it seems that way.
It is another form of entertainment for people. It's a way to make the games a little more interesting, one way or another. It is important for everyone to remember it's not, for very few people, is it a money-making opportunity, right? Yeah. It's a way to, spend $20 or $30 or $50 over the course of an NFL game to maybe make a blowout a little more interesting. If the line is $20, you'll watch a little more. You'll be a little more into the game than you otherwise would have been. And it's a way to, be social with friends. It's a great atmosphere at a bar or in a sports
sure
book or in the stadium.
I love it. It really is. It's something I've always loved, and I've always had to go to Las Vegas to do it. And it's not like I'm not going to go to Las Vegas. I know that the major casino operators there were concerned about this rolling out nationwide, but it hasn't seemed to hurt their business, not nearly as much as COVID-19 did. Back to Maryland specifically, though, sir, there seems to be a lot of options for people to choose from with regard to apps and what they can use. Is there a difference or distinction between these companies? What should people look out for as they start to choose where they want to application they want to use to place their bets?
So there's 10 approved online sports books in Maryland that are going to launch. And really, the important thing when you're looking for an online sports book is to just make sure it's a legal and regulated brand, right? Don't use an offshore site. Make sure it's a brand that you've heard of, maybe you've seen an advertisement on TV for. And so that's by far the most important thing for people to keep in mind when they're looking for a sports book. You see, if you search online legal sports betting in Maryland, you'll see all these offshore sites come up that they purport to be legal and regulated. But a lot of times they're not, so it's important again to go to a brand that you've trusted for a while, like Barstool or N10 or BetMGM or DraftKings or FanDuel or those guys.
I think you may have hit all the ones who advertise here, so well done. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm on somebody's list or some algorithm, or maybe I'm like, because I play fantasy sports as well. But if I look through my social media feeds, I'm seeing nothing but ads for these apps now. Mm. They're very aggressive. So. Game on. This should be exciting. I appreciate you joining us. And I know you're going to have a busy day. So thanks for lending your voice to this morning in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area.
It's an exciting day. Thanks for having me on.
That's Dave Foreman, American Gaming Association Vice President of Research. And yeah, game on. We're just about an hour and 45 minutes away. So now your Buckeye husband, Darren and I, Julie, we don't have to have like a side bet with each other. We
right.
can just... put our money where our mouth is.
That won't be happening. We have school to pay for.
No, I think we need to bet on that. We're not going to bet with money. There's going to be some other repercussions over the Michigan Ohio State game.
Yes,
there's going to be. There will be a pay up. That's for sure.
Yeah, it should benefit me and Meredith. That's right.
A dinner and wine, I'm sure, will be involved. It's 7.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.